The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, I'm Craig Anderson and I'm back with another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. We're into August and we've got three roster spaces left to fill. Now the player who'll fill one of those is on the line and ready to talk to us. But just before I do, we're just going to remind you that tickets are on sale for the Aladdin Cup matches against Italian side Asiago, taking place at Brayhead Arena on Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 31st of August. To get tickets, check out the website brayheadclan.com if you haven't got yours already. Okay, back to the business at hand, and Brayhead's brand new signing is about to talk to us. But before I bring him in, here's some information about signing number 16. This player began his pro career with Medicine Hat Tigers in the WHL, where he played until 2005. A stint at Rochester American saw him earn a shot at the NHL with Florida Panthers, then with Calgary Flames following a spell with San Antonio Rampage. Moves to Abbotsford Heat in the AHL, Färjestads in the Swedish Hockey League and German side Schweniger Wild Wings followed before he came to the UK last year, where Doug Christiansen took him to Sheffield Steelers. By the end of the season, he was a playoff winner, playing in that team that beat Belfast Giants in the final, who were then coached by Gerard Adams. Therefore, it's time to welcome to the Clan, Stefan Meyer. Hi, Stefan. Thanks for joining us here on Clan Radio. First question, you're returning to the UK, but it's with a different club in the form of Brayhead Clan. Is this much of a different challenge for you?
Well, I don't think it's a different challenge. It's just another exciting venture for myself and my wife. And we'll see how it goes. It looks beautiful over there, and we're really, really excited to be there.
Now, how did the move to Brayhead come about? What kind of started the ball rolling on that one?
Well, we had some stuff as a family that we needed time to see how it unwound, and Brayhead was really willing to give us time and get everything straightened out, and when the time arose, they were still waiting there and ready for us to see if we had made a decision. For us, that meant a lot.
Now, you were part of Sheffield Steelers' playoff team last year. Was there ever an option for you to return there this season? Was it likely that you could have gone back?
Well, when I left, we were definitely speaking about it with Sheffield, and it's a great organization. I love the fans. They were phenomenal to me, and I can't thank them enough for that. Gerard Adams, we had a great relationship, and I really enjoyed him as a person, as a coach, and I feel that he felt the same about me. But we just needed time to make our decision, and they wanted to move forward, whereas Brayhead gave us the time, and as a family, it was just a decision that needed to be made.
Now, we'll talk about Sheffield, continue that just now. The club had some well-documented problems last year, notably the departure of Doug Christiansen, who signed you for Sheffield, and Gerard Adams coming in to replace him. What was it like playing under that kind of uncertainty at that time?
Well, we had such a good group. It was an older group. It was a strong group. And us together, we sure molded. And we knew we had the team that, we got into a situation like that Final Four tournament that we would do well. And G and Neil really complimented the group we had in there. And it just, we rolled and, man, we won and we had a heck of a time.
Now, I'm glad you brought up the playoff finals there. You guys won it, Sheffield Steelers won it. Drew Fatter's goal against the Belfast Giants in the final. Bray Head were there at the finals weekend as well. Apart from obviously winning it, what did the playoff finals mean to you?
It was a great atmosphere. As a player, to me, that's out of all the trophies, that's the one you want to win. It's a top four teams. It's the most exciting time of year, and coming from a North American atmosphere, it's really set out like a playoff format. And that was four good teams and four teams that could really play, and it made for very good hockey.
Talking about the fans, obviously Bray Head were quite loud there, as I'm sure you'll recall as well. What did you make of those group?
I was very, very impressed with them. We obviously played them in the first game. They had a phenomenal showing, and their fans were great. And it really, really caught my attention on how strong the organization is becoming. And they were very excited. And in my mind, it was somewhere that I said, after seeing it, that boy, could I play there.
Now, Brayhead have big plans this year, going by the signings they've made. You're obviously the latest one coming in. The aspirations, is that something that attracted you to the club, the fact that they're looking to the top of the league, they're looking to achieve something this year?
Absolutely. It's a no-brainer when you see the guys that Ryan brought in, that he wants to win. It looks like a team that's big, physical, and can score. And that's kind of where I fit in. That's kind of what kind of player I see myself as and being part of. And also another friend of mine, Matt Keith, an ex-teammate, had signed, and we go way back. So it just basically was a no-brainer.
Now, there's going to be plenty of fans listening to this audio with you. What will you bring to the team that the fans can look forward to?
Well, I don't know. I guess they could probably tell if they had watched some games, they would have seen me play. So you're going to get the same player night in, night out. The guy just is getting, older as a player and starting to really, really enjoy the game. And every game, I just love to come out and play. I'm big and strong, and I like to score, and I just like to be a good teammate. And after last year, after winning that playoff final, it sure makes you want to win again.
That's great, Stefan. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm sure the fans will be looking forward to seeing you in action soon.
Oh, I can't wait to get there. I've really enjoyed every time I've came in there, and I'm looking forward to playing for Brayhead and hopefully bringing some trophies as well.
So Stefan Meyer is now a part of the Clan, and you can expect him to line up against Asiago, in just a number of weeks' time. That's all for now, but of course, latest Clan news can be found on the website brayheadclan.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at brayhead_clan. I'm Craig Anderson, signing off at this time from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. There's two more signings to come, so stay tuned. Bye for now.